Hey there, friend. Welcome to Online Courses Made Easy. I'm your host, Robin Kent, and I am thrilled you are here with me. Do you find yourself with a head full of course ideas and content only to feel overwhelmed when it's time to transform that knowledge into a profitable online course, navigate the course technology, and craft a clear launch strategy? No worries, because this podcast is designed just for you. I'll guide you in mastering the art of organizing and delivering your course content for student success, creating launch strategies that draw in your dream students, and setting up systems that make learning a breeze. So go grab your favorite cup of coffee and let's dive in and simplify the world of online courses. Hey, friend. Hey, okay. I want to ask you, are you somebody who has caught yourself saying, I should do that? I think I'm going to do that one day. I'm going to look into that. Do you say those kind of things over and over? And then you realize that maybe months and years have passed and you haven't done what you should have done, or you could have done, or you might do? Does any of that sound familiar? I know, even though I am a go-getting person, like I can get a vision in my head and I can say, I'm getting that done. I mean, some of my first courses, I got done in a week because I had such a clear picture of what I was going to create, what it was going to happen in it. And I just sat down, took like 5 days, did video recording, did all the different pieces. I mean, I've been doing this with people for years, so I knew what needed to happen. I didn't have that obstacle in front of me. It was just, I had to sit down and actually do it. And so I can do things like that, but there are some things that I fall in the trap of, I should do this. I'm going to do that one day, or I might even use excuses that aren't really excuses of why I can't do it. Okay, so if you can relate to any of this, stay here with me because I have real life examples and I have my tips that I have actually put in place myself so that I can get things accomplished and what I've been using with my clients. It's so funny. I have some funny stories, real life stories. So know you're not alone. All right. So here we go. So let's stop talking about what we're going to do and we're going to do it. We're going to just do it. We're going to make it happen. So the very first story I have to tell you, so I had my client, Michelle. She is working with me one-on-one in a coaching situation because she needed accountability to get the course done. She knew what she was talking about. She had an idea of how she was already going to break it down. She knew who she was talking to. She just had to do it. She had fallen into this trap of, I'm going to do this one day. One day I'm going to do this. She had taken courses after courses after courses of how to put it all together, but she was tired of saying, I'm going to do it. And she was ready to do it. So I'm working with her. And the funniest thing happened as we're setting up, because at the end of each of the coaching sessions with my clients, I talk to them and I'm like, okay, so now we have removed this hurdle. What are you going to do next? And we set an action plan before our next coaching call so that they can get it done and have that piece accomplished, especially when they're hopping in with me for accountability and just processing and brainstorming what's next. Where do I go? What do I do? So with Michelle, the funny thing was, is after our, I think it was second coaching session that we were working together, she turned to things on me and she said, okay, Robin, what are you going to do? What are you going to accomplish? It was so funny. I was like, oh my gosh, this is hilarious. And so one of the things that I had been saying I should do, I'm going to do one day is actually create my own blog. And so I'd been creating these for clients in the back end. Big ones, small ones. I know the technical pieces of how to set it up. And I knew what was involved. And I think because I knew what was involved was part of my hesitation to actually step forward, because I knew what it was going to take. I knew what upkeep it was going to be. And I kept telling myself that I'm just not ready for that. I'm just not ready for that. But then when I find myself telling my clients, going, do what you can a little bit at a time if you need to take baby steps, but keep moving forward. And I was not moving forward. So when Michelle challenged me, she is like, okay, so what are you going to do? And so I said, okay, I am going to create the template for my blog post, and I'm going to create the framework, all the tech pieces in the back end, and have that hurdle out of the way. And so, funny thing is, I get that tackled. I'm doing that. I'm working on the details of it. I kind of enjoy all of those pieces of designing it, putting it together. How's it going to lay out? And then I did the first blog post, because if you don't know this about me, I am dyslexic and ADHD. So for writing, this is why I love podcasting. For writing, it is like another level of brain space and brain work. And so that was part of my hesitation. But needless to say, I figured out what worked for me. I figured out what I was going to do, that this is my blog post. People are going to come and read my blog because they get me. They like my personality. They like my content. And this is going to be mine. I'm not trying to mimic anybody else. So 2 weeks in, I have the blog created and I have it done, and it is a work in progress because I'm trying to do it with each of my podcast episodes. And oh my gosh, it feels so good to not be saying anymore, I should do this, I will do this one day. And the same thing that Michelle is experiencing, she is getting her course created. She is actually moving forward and stopping the I should, I will, I'm going to, but she is doing it. So then I have to tell you a third story. This all happened like within a 2 week period. So I was at the coffee shop with one of my really good friends, local friends here, and she is jumping into a new adventure of becoming a VA. And she told me the story. I knew she'd been talking about this like for a year and a half or two, but she was in a coaching session with a mutual friend of ours. And she said, the friend was like, okay, so what are you going to want to tackle this coming year? And what do you want to start moving forward on? The mutual friend had no idea this was about to happen. And so she said, I want to move forward in becoming a VA and having my own VA agency. And the friend was like, oh my gosh, really? The coach? And so she was like, oh. And so this friend of ours that is a coach was like, okay, how about you start working with me? All my friend had to do is open her mouth and speak about what she is about to move forward on. And an opportunity landed right in front of her to be able to move forward on that idea, on the dream to actually have her own VA agency. She made that first step. She stopped talking about, I will one day, but she turned it into, I am going to move forward. I want to give you three things to think about so that you can move forward on yours as well. Number one, set a clear and achievable goal. Think about exactly what do you want to accomplish? What are you done with saying, I am, I'm going to, I shoulda? What are you going to actually want to achieve? Break it down into something small. If you're a course creator or you're wanting to be a course creator, maybe the very first thing you're going to move forward on is really nailing what is your actual topic that you're going to talk about, who are you talking to, and looking at creating the content, at least just the framework. I'm not talking about going and recording videos and making slides and all of that. And definitely do not even worry about what platform right now. Just think about all the little details at the very beginning, all the little small pieces of what is your course going to be on. All right. So number one, you're going to set a clear and achievable goal. All right. Number two, create a schedule or create a timeline. I work best on timelines. Give yourself a timeline of when you're going to accomplish the small pieces. That's exactly what Michelle and I are doing. She's telling me what she's going to accomplish by an X amount of time. And then we are doing check-ins and then we are looking over it. And because, of course, I'm a course creation coach, I'm able to give her feedback on maybe better strategies, better ways to do it for her to process and for her to think through. But when you create that schedule and you create that timeline, go tell a friend, go tell a biz bestie. It just holds so much more power if you go tell somebody about it. So go tell somebody about it. Or if you want to come on over and be one of my coaching clients, I promise you, I've got you covered and helping you move through the process and holding you accountable. All right. I have another coaching client that I'm working with, and she is moving through pieces, and we visit every about 2 weeks for an actual coaching call. But I do check-ins with her in between that. And I'm like, okay, what do you need from me next? How can I help you? How is it coming along? What task are you on? So I'm using that as accountability because we can go and get lost into not following through. I'm raising my hand as one that could easily be doing this as well. So, and then goes along with what I just said. Number three is actually having that accountability, taking that timeline, taking that schedule and telling someone for accountability. The other option I want to throw out to you is come on over to my actual online Courses Made Easy Facebook group. Come over there and tell us what you're doing. Tell us what you're working on. Ask questions, get feedback. Come share your content ideas. Come share your sales page ideas. And come on over there so that we can help hold you accountable as well. But if you're ready for some coaching, make sure that you go to robinkent.com/coaching and come on over and let's connect. I have a variety of things where we could do up to like an 8-week package, up to one single session that you just want to get started and get moving. And we can talk about things in between as well. But that's robinkent.com/coaching. And let's connect so that we can get you moving forward as well. So I hope this encourages you to stop doing the I shoulda, I will, I'm going to, and just say, I'm doing it. Here I go. Let's do it. All right. Have a wonderful day. And I will be talking to you really soon. Hey friend, thanks so much for listening to the Online Courses Made Easy podcast today. I sure hope it helped get your wheels turning in believing that you too can create a profitable online course. If you ever have any questions or want to dig deeper into navigating your course creation journey, then make sure to come join me and other course creators over in the community on Facebook, where we are all on the same journey of building that online course to grow our business and have more time freedom with our families. Go to robinkent.com/community so that you can build, launch, and deliver the online course you can't stop thinking about. Can't wait to see you in the next episode. Have a great week.